back inside to Lemke and try to bring that defense back in so they can set it up to the outside one more time.
Working off the left hash, right to left crosser radio. First and 10 from the 12-yard line of Harbor Beach. Casey Sweeney under center. Handoff to William Spicer. Spicer working his way in, gets out across the 10 down to about the 8-yard line for a 4-yard gain. Tackle made by the linebacker Devin Puff, 5'11", 185-pound junior.
Right back to the middle of the defense. Coach Becker trying to fight through that middle. Now going to try to draw Mason Yon, try to draw Michael Anderson into the middle again so they can set up that outside run. A little game of chess, but a nice run, though, by Spicer. That's a big-time run of 4 yards. That takes the pressure off your other guys like Lemke and Sweeney. Never know who's going to get it next. My guess, Ethan Lemke.
Second and 5, Sweeney hands off to William Spicer again up the middle. Gets down close to that first down marker, line of scrimmage. Actually, they're going to say Devin Puff made the stop on the bottom of that pile, I do believe. That was Ozen.
That was William Spicer again.
William Spicer got stopped way back at the 4-yard line, though. Shy of the first down by 2 yards. Third down and 2.
Yeah, but it's another 4-yard gain in Harbor Beach. Now we're waiting for Lemke to get the ball, waiting for Sweeney to take again. And as we do, Spicer hits us for 8 yards and 2 plays. Third down and 2. It's a great situation for Ubley because they can still get a fresh set of downs and try to punch this thing in.
Sweeney under center, handoff to Spicer again. Spicer is in. No, they're going to say he's stopped at the 1-yard line. But regardless, it's a new set of downs. It's another 3-yard gain. He's now at the half-yard line. Devin Puff with the stop. First and goal from the half-yard line for the Bearcats, trailing by 6.
And you said it, Clark. It was so close to scoring. You knew they were going to mark that football down inside the 1. So it's first and goal from the half-yard line for the Bearcats. Another opportunity for them to punch it in and get this game back to even with a chance to take the lead.
3:14 left in the third. 22-16, Harbor Beach leads at the moment. Ubley knocking on the door at the half-yard line. Hand off to Ozentoski, and Ozentoski's in, standing up. Touchdown, Bearcats. The Ubley Bearcats tie the game with 3:04 left in the third, 22 apiece with a 2-point conversion still on its way.
Shane Ozentoski, the big fullback for the Bearcats, and he rumbles his way into the end zone. Very easily run in, no contest hardly on defense for the Pirates as Ozentoski plows his way in. All square at 22 apiece with 3 minutes to go in the third quarter, but Ubley an opportunity here to punch in a 2-point conversion and retake the lead.
3:04 in the third quarter and we have a tie ball game, 22 apiece, but Ubley's going for 2. Casey Sweeney under center, rolls to his right to pass. Has an open receiver, that's Ethan Lemke. He's going to say he's out of bounds as the wind took that one out of bounds. The 2-point conversion is no good. And we are tied with 3:04 left in the third quarter. 22 apiece between Harbor Beach and Ubley right here on the WLW Sports Network.
It's a feud of epic proportions. One heart against countless opponents. The foe, allergies, sinus infection, strep throat. Anything that slows you down and is just downright annoying. But there is hope. Sure hope. You do not need to fight this battle alone. With the strength of Sure behind you, with Drs. Scott Reiter, Paul Scatton, Lori Hanselman, Ross Ramsey, and Blake Putman, the odds are ever in your favor. With Outposts in Pigeon, Caseville, Elkton, and Sepoy, a ReadyCare clinic close at hand, 4 pharmacy locations in physician assistants Paul Penfold and David Seagroves, nurse practitioners Lois Booms, Yvette Scharf, Brenda Kretschmer, and Trevor Mattarella. Tackle the wild frontier with the strength of Sure in your saddle. Make an appointment for your wellness checkup today with Sure in Elkton, Sepoy, Caseville, and Pigeon. Sure. Better health, better life. Are you sure?
Meanwhile, back on the ranch, 2:56 left in the third. Rosenthal's kick comes into about the 10-yard line of Mason Yon's hands. Forward progress has him stopped at the 22-yard line. The whistles blew before Yon was actually stripped of the ball. They say he was down because of forward progress. First and 10 for the Harbor Beach Pirates tied with Ubley 22 apiece with 2:56 left in the third.
Not only do I think his forward motion had stopped, I do think both knees were on the ground, but God, it was that close. William Spicer ripped the ball out of his hands and started running in the other direction, so a close call for Harbor Beach, but they'll start this drive at their own 20.
As a pitch out to the left side to number 42, Ethan Hessling on the carry. Out across the 25 to the 26-yard line, Ethan Bruski on the stop for the Bearcats after a 5-yard gain. Second down, 5 to go.
Nice run by Harbor Beach right out of the off the kickoff here. They go off the left side with Hessling. Again, a name you haven't heard in a few minutes. He hasn't touched the ball lately. Nice to change of pace. Puff just hit him for a big one not that long ago. You go right back to Hessling to the left side. 5 easy yards on first down.
Second down, 5 to go for Harbor Beach at their own 26-yard line. Working just inside the left hash, Anderson hands off up the middle. That would be to Devin Finkel. Gets out to the 30-yard line, very close to that first down marker. Give me about a 4-yard gain. Austin Peruski on the tackle. Third down and less than a yard to go. According to the spot, they mark him right at the 30, a 4-yard gain.
Certainly short by a full yard or so, but a nice run again. Without using Devin Puff and not voiding him for any reason other than he just hit him. You know the defense is going to be keying on him. They don't want him to beat him a second time. But nice run there on second down to bring up third down and very short as we go under the 2-minute mark in the third quarter.
Tight end Nathan Seaman brings in the play for Harbor Beach, comes out of the huddle. Less than a yard to go at the 30-yard line. Third and one for Harbor Beach. T formation, Anderson. Snaps to Puff. Puff is stopped very close to the first down marker at the 31-yard line. We'll see if they give it to him. And they're saying move the chains. Carson Hlesky stops him, but not until after enough for a first down. First and 10 for Harbor Beach at their own 31-yard line.
I'm surprised. That's a pretty good spot there. I thought Ubley's defense made a really good play there to stop Puff. His momentum, he didn't have much of it at all. But nonetheless, I thought it was very close, but they certainly thought it was, didn't even need to measure it. Automatic first down there. So Harbor Beach gets away with that and a fresh set of downs for Harbor Beach. And they get a little breathing room to put that own end zone of theirs behind them. Keep in mind, they're into the win here for just another minute. So don't be surprised if they play conservative, burn some clock, and utilize that fourth quarter advantage with the wind at their back.
22-22, and Anderson keeps it for himself, coming around the right end. White jersey's all over him. He barely gets back to the 30-yard line. There'll be a yard loss. Adam Weber stops him for that type of a loss. Second down, 11, less than a minute to play in the third. Still 22-22.
Notice Adam Weber on that defensive line gets out to the sideline and creates a whole bunch of havoc for that offensive play. It worked the very first time Harbor Beach used it. Since then, Michael Anderson had very little success to the outside, but Adam Weber get all the credit. As he gets to the sideline, he's going to even get credit for the tackle, but for the most part, he blew up that play and gave Michael Anderson nowhere to go.
Chances are last play here of the third quarter, 22-22. Harbor Beach facing a second and 11 from their own 30-yard line. Hand off to Devin Puff, breaks free of 2 tackles across the 35, out to the 36-yard line. It's going to be a 6-yard gain. Adam Weber on the stop again. 15 seconds left on the clock.
Third down and a long 5, maybe 6 for Harbor Beach. And as we talked about, Clark, I think they're going to let this clock run out and utilize that wind at their back advantage that they'll have in the fourth quarter.
And that's exactly what's going to happen. After 3 quarters of play, we're right back where we started from. 22-22, Harbor Beach and Ubley all squared up after some scoring on both sides in the third quarter. After 36 minutes of play, it's 22-22, Harbor Beach and Ubley, right here on the WLW Sports Network.
Get your ride in shape with special sale prices on Napa shocks and struts at Ubley Motor Service. Get up to an $80 prepaid Visa card rebate when you install qualifying Napa shocks or struts. Ubley Motor Service also has special sale pricing on Cooper, BF Goodrich, and Goodyear tires. And they have a tire changing machine that can accommodate up to 24-inch rims and run flat tires. The professionals at Ubley Motor Service will also check your shocks, brakes, tires, belts, hoses, and wiper blades. Receive up to an $80 rebate when you install Napa shocks or struts at Ubley Motor Service. Good luck, Ubley Bearcats, from the pit crew at Ubley Motor Service.
an exclamation